It is. It is crazy looking. It's got an orange background, and it has chocolate candies of various sorts, like a Russell Stover mixed box, if you will.
Yeah.
And then right in the center is a squirrel holding an orange. How could you not love that? And then
my lad, I know a dead parrot when I see one, and I'm looking at one right now.
And it's Flying Monkey Brewery. I mean, how could you not love the logo of the flying monkeys?
I'm going to drink some more of it.
Oh, wow.
I still don't like it.
That's you still don't like it, but you're drinking more.
There's just, I'm so impressed with how they made something so terrible, but it was exactly what they wanted to do.
Well, that's wrong.
Terrible to me, okay? Like, other people, like you obviously like it because you like orange chocolate, so.
I like orange chocolate. I just don't know that I like this because there seems to be an artificial chemicaliness that is just throwing
things off. You think
there's
not artificial chemicals in Terry? You think Terry didn't put some artificial stuff in his chocolate oranges? Half of what was in Terry's chocolate orange came in a barrel.
Okay. What would you pair with this?
Nothing. Sadness. Sadness.
Okay, what are we rating this quickly?
A gallon of that mild beer.
We are rating this.
I'll give it a 3 because they did what they wanted to do.
They did. I don't know that this matches on the inside as the outside, though.
Stick to maple syrup, Canada.
Yeah, and poutine. I think this one is the dud so far out of the, like.
I don't know. You know? I don't know what to think now.
You don't know what to think? Well, we'll be back with more in just a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. We're getting over our taste buds. So today's episode is it as pretty on the inside as it is on the outside? Meaning we've all been there where we go to the store and we don't know what to get and we may pick out a couple that are.
Do you get lured in by a pretty face?
Yes. Meaning the can art. You get lured in by the can art, you bring it back and you hope that things go well.
Yeah.
And sometimes they really do.
Sometimes they do.
And sometimes they really don't.
Sometimes they do not.
Yeah. And I think overall...
Might have to wonder this.
I think overall we've done well so far.
Sure.
Okay. Next up for bids is going to be from North Haven, Connecticut. And this is Dark Places. It's a 13% ABV Imperial Stout with chocolate, vanilla beans, and ancho chilies.
Whew. Yikes. It's from Abomination?
Yes. From Abomination.
They're like one of those heavy metal breweries, probably. Like Chondroit Theory and Three Floyds.
Oh, this is deliciously smooth.
Very smooth, very viscous.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of heat on the back end.
It just coats every tooth in my mouth. It's great.
It's got that, if it had cinnamon in it, it would have that Mexican cake, Mexican chocolate cake kind of vibe. But without that, it's just very big, sweet dessert kind of beer with some heat.
Yeah, with a little bit of heat just to give it a little edge.
And actually, that little bit of heat from the chilies kind of helps cut the sweetness a little bit.
Okay. You know? Yeah, and helps kind of finish it without knocks super it out. Lingering. Yeah. Yeah. No, I think it's a great idea. And I think it was restrained.
Yeah.
It's not like could heavy.
Couldn't drink a lot of this. You know, sure. Like a very small pour.
13%. I mean.
Well, but even beyond 13%, it's so thick. And like the flavors are very intense. Like the chocolate and the vanilla is very intense in this beer.
Okay.
So they wanted something big. Yeah.
Big and bold. And that's what they got is something big and bold.
Like if you had like some cheesecake or like a Boston cream pie or something. Sure. You need something kind of to offset some of this darkness, you know? Yeah.
So Sam Heimer is the one that came up with the can art for this.
Yeah.
And I was drawn into this because, well, I'm not going to lie. I mean, I'm a fan of skulls.
I think Sam's got some personal things he's probably dealing with. But
I don't know. I think it's kind of kitschy. I mean, there's a black cat. There's an alleyway with two trick-or-treaters. There's a lot of skulls that are there to protect those trick-or-treaters.
I don't think the skulls are there to protect the trick-or-treaters.
What? It's a very wholesome-looking piece of can art.
No.
Okay, fine. It gave me Danzig vibes. I was like, I was Bam, digging it.
Once again.
Why, you saying you got a problem with Danzig?
I know. He'd punch me in the face if I had a problem with him. So I'm not trying to mess with Danzig.
It just calls out to my metal music loving
But let's
of my
be
soul.
Fair. The metal you listen to isn't strictly metal.
Okay.
It's British metal.
Okay.
So
sometimes Pantera is not British metal.
You don't
metal.
Listen to Pantera.
I do listen
You're
to
scared of Pantera.
Are you kidding? Pantera rocks. Okay, so the can art is kind of like...
Stark.
Stark. And this is kind of stark, too. Like, I see how it does go together.
Yeah, they match.
And
dead on.
This might not be the best beer to drink in the heat, but I am enjoying it, though.
It'll help you sleep through the hot summer day.
Yeah, you think?
It'll put you down.
It'll put you down.
Damn.
Okay. What would you pair this with?
Like I said, like maybe some light cheese or cheesecake or something to kind of cut through the sweetness a little bit, but but also just to balance out the darkness.
Balance out the darkness.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Fair. What would you have with it?
Mascarpone. I would have some sort of cheesecake kind of thing. I don't know, maybe a really heavily roasted, like crusted meat of some sort.
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
Because I'm weird like that.
You are weird.
But I'm digging this. I'm digging this. And what shall we rate the Dark Places Imperial Stout from Abomination in North Haven?
This or that? I don't know.
I'm going four.
All right.
I think
we're going four.
Yeah. I'm going four. Okay. Last but certainly not least.
Could be.
What are you talking about? We are going to the You're Not You When You're Thirsty Snickers Porter from Beer Tree Brew. In Port Crane, New York.
There you go.
Yes. Okay.
So, you know, like Snickers had those commercials like, you know, you're not you when you're hungry.
Mm-hmm.
The best one was Betty White playing football.
Oh, my gosh. That was hysterical.
We did cover Beer Tree Brew a couple seasons ago.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice flight. I think we were overall very impressed with them.
Yeah, sure.
This is nice. So rare, like, I don't know how you do it, but like they bring out the taste of peanut, like very realistically. you know, and peanuts have a lot of oil and fat in them and stuff. And like they tend to create spoilage, you know, so sure. you have to be careful with how you do it.
Sure.
And a lot of breweries will use like that powdered peanut butter stuff or whatever. Well, like, I don't know what they did, but like, it tastes like a Snickers, man. It's like really tastes like a Snickers.
Right. And it's this enticing porter that takes inspiration from the beloved Snickers candy bar. It's 5.9% ABV, which I found interesting that it's only 5.9 because I think feel
that's
like
great.
It's,
that's yeah. a great wheelhouse for it to be in.
Mm-hmm.
I would pair this with a Snickers.
Okay.
God, that would be good, man. I wish I had
it
Snickers
probably right. would be good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But just a good, like a solid porter.
Solid porter, very chocolatey, nice. Like I said, the peanut comes out, and I think that's the most impressive part to me. But it does have like the little bit of the nougat and the caramel and mm-hmm. all the little parts of a Snickers. I think they nailed it pretty well.
Yeah,
yeah, it's really
they
cool.
did. And yeah. the can art obviously is right.
It's right there.
If ever there was can art that was made for this beer, it's this. Because yeah. it's a candy bar, and instead of saying Snickers, it says Beer Tree.
Yeah, great.
Solid. We are going to rate this a 4. And that is going to do it for us today.
Nice.
What a cool little episode.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
That was a great little flight.
And some good beer, too.
Yeah. And then the Canadian one, so.
Oh, stop. Hello. Whatever. Okay. Well, good old boy Dave, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for letting me be here.
This is good old gal Juliana. Thanks for joining in. Keep on chuggling and catch you next time.
Bye-bye.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back. Join us for another episode. And keep on sipping.
Production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.
Can get is static or variations on the central musical rhythm.
I only wish there was some way we could tell it to shut up. It's driving me crazy. And it keeps getting louder.
We have no way of estimating the volume this creature can produce.
The only logical solution is to listen to CJSF 90.1 FM. They broadcast from Burnaby Mountain in British Columbia. Let's tune in now.
Get ready for Listen Up. The Geography Student Union presents a night of live music starting at 5 p.m. on November 29th at the Student Union Building Ballroom on SFU Burnaby campus, featuring Sleepy Gonzalez, the Lunchtime Band, and Tiger Really. Tickets are $15, available online or at the door while they last. open to all ages and everyone.
This is Birdnote. Standing nearly 5 feet tall, the whooping crane is the tallest flying bird in North America. These huge cranes with a black mask and a splash of red on the crown came perilously close to extinction. By the 1940s, illegal hunting and egg collecting left just 15 birds in the wild. The sound that gave them their name was nearly silenced forever. To bring these elegant birds back from the brink, conservationists tried some unusual approaches. Some of the earliest efforts involved raising chicks in captivity so they could be reintroduced to the wild. To ensure that the young birds didn't imprint on humans, their caretakers disguised themselves with white smocks and crane-shaped hand puppets. Until 2016, ultralight aircraft pilots taught some youngsters how to migrate by guiding the flock along a 1,200-mile route from Wisconsin to Florida. More recent and conventional efforts focus on protecting key nesting and wintering sites, tracking the birds by plane and satellite, and even marking power lines with high-vis tags to prevent collisions. It may not be as flashy as cranes following ultralights or caretakers in costumes, but this steady behind-the-scenes work has paid off. There are nearly 800 whooping cranes flying free today, each doing their part to make sure their song is never silenced. For BirdNote, I'm Shaky Espejo. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. When a storm approaches, weather forecasters can tell people how much rain to expect and warn them if there's a risk of floods. But knowing where flooding is most likely to happen could help people better prepare, especially as climate change brings more extreme weather. So one researcher is creating a more advanced flood forecasting system for the coastal city of San Juan, Puerto Rico.
They will tell you, well, since you're going to have 3 to 5 inches falling in this place, more than likely this street that you tend to pass by is going to be flooded from this time to this time.
To build this system, Felix Santiago Collazo of the University of Georgia and his colleagues are gathering information about historic flood patterns from San Juan residents.
That local knowledge component is crucial for this type of hyperlocal flood modeling. So having their input and telling us when it tends to flood, how bad, where the water goes.
And they're deploying an array of inexpensive solar-powered flood sensors on stop signs, electricity poles, and other locations across the city to track which areas are flooded during storms. By better understanding how high water affects different parts of the city, the researchers aim to provide more detailed forecasts of future floods. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
With Canada's health system under strain, going digital can help heal our healthcare. From virtual visits for everyday concerns, to faster, more accurate diagnostics powered by AI, technology is transforming care. Digital Health Canada supports the people and innovations behind this change. Learn more at digitalhealthcanada.com and subscribe to our podcast.
Hi, I'm Chef Robert.